The NFL draft is tonight. One of the cool things that I did not believe was a cool thing, but when the NFL decided to take the draft out of New York City, out of, I don't know what it's called now, but I believe it used to be called the Felt Forum, which is really underneath Madison Square Garden. After they took the draft out of New York and decided, you know what, we're going to treat it like the Super Bowl and we're going to bring it to different cities. They actually have done an amazing job of creating this special event that was already a special event. I remember the one in Philadelphia where they used the steps of the art museum. It's tremendous. Kansas City is the site for tonight's NFL draft. Round one starts at 8 o'clock. Coverage on many of these stations begins at 7. I know on the Fan and Raleigh, you can listen to it at 7. Gerald Owens, I believe coverage has already started on WRAL-TV5, and he is out there. If there's a big event, Gerald Owens is there. Sir, how's Kansas City treating you so far? Is he there? Did I lose Gerald? I would hate to have wasted all of that. I can't replicate that. All right, is Gerald, let's see if we can find Gerald. Nope. Can't find Gerald. Okay, well, there you go. Gerald likes to be where the stuff is happening because stuff happens around Gerald Owens. All right, we'll get to him in a second. We've talked about a ton of different elements of the NFL draft, but if I told you that there's only teams picking in the first round this year, that there are only 7 teams who should not be considering their quarterback of the future. Now, that you can't, not everybody can take a quarterback, and I am not sure that I would take a quarterback if I were any of these teams. But what my point is that let's just look at the top 10. These are the teams that should be thinking about a quarterback. Obviously, the Panthers will. The Texans, the Cardinals, the Colts, the Seahawks, the Lions, the Raiders, the Falcons, the Bears should all be thinking about a quarterback. Let's bring in Gerald Owens again, WRAL-TV5. If it's a big deal, Gerald is there because he's a big deal. How's Kansas City treating you?
It's been really good so far. I mean, the weather's been fantastic.
Well, it's better than it is here.
I'm worried, you know, that Midwest, they get those storms every now and then.
So tell me, with your feet on the ground in Kansas City, how is that city embracing this whole happening?
Oh, it's amazing. We were at the last Super Bowl 50, where the Panthers were out in California. This is bigger than that in terms of on the ground and how it feels. The security is tighter. The entire city has embraced this. There are signs everywhere you go talking about the NFL draft. I mean, it's nuts. And, you know, Kansas City's a football town. They just won the Super Bowl, so I get that. And their fans are rabid, and they are showing up.
No, there's no question. Kansas City is the difference between college and pro football is the atmosphere. The atmosphere within the stadium, forget about just outside, but the atmosphere within the stadium is to me, college football owns that over the NFL, except in Kansas City. Kansas City is, it's like the combination of professional and college football for the way they embrace it. How are, with you in Kansas City, how are you presenting this, not as a local event, but how are you presenting this to the people here?
This is all about what the Panthers hope to get out of this draft. That's why we came. I mean, having the first overall pick, I mean, since Cam Newton, as you know, the Panthers haven't had that. Not many teams get that if you're not named the Jets. So, you know, it could propel this franchise into something they haven't been in a while. But that's a lot of pressure to put on a rookie. But still, you got these two guys. You've been talking about them. I think C.J. Stroud and Bryce are probably the top two, although – You saw that social media post about Will Levis.
Yes.
He's going to be the number one pick. Only the Panthers know. But, you know, this is about what they're going to do, how excited the fans are about this. And we've talked to a bunch of them. They are really off the hook in terms of how hopeful they are that the Panthers will do the right thing in their eyes.
And what is the right thing in their eyes?
Bryce Young.
Okay.
Some people said he's too small, but, you know, not probably 8 out of 10, Bryce Young.
Yeah, I mean, he might be too small. I mean, he's certainly not the prototype. But, I mean, we're starting to see that the prototype doesn't always work. Sometimes, you know, Russell Wilson's not the prototype, and Russell Wilson is likely headed to the Hall of Fame. Drew Brees is not the prototype, but he is going into the Hall of Fame. By the way, the last time the Jets had the first overall pick was like in the mid-90s, and they took Keyshawn Johnson, a one-time Panther. But I appreciate, as a former Jets fan, I appreciate any opportunity to take a shot at the Jets because they deserve it. How big a contingency have you seen of Panthers fans out there?
Not very big at all. I'm kind of surprised, to be honest with you. Granted, the party's in Charlotte, but and until today, we really didn't see any. I mean, we were combing the countryside here, if you will, in Kansas City looking for them. They just weren't here until today. So 9 out of 10 Kansas City fans, you know, a lot of 49ers. I mean, they're fans from every single team. And then the Panthers are showing up. They're starting to show up today. I'd say they're about 5% of what we've seen so far.
That's not bad. That's pretty good. You know, they have the first pick. You don't get a ton of TV time when you just have the first pick. There's no anticipation. You get 10 minutes, and then we're done. All right, flavor on the ground. Tell me a couple of places you've been, maybe a place you've eaten. What have you seen?
We went to a place called Gates Barbecue and met this gentleman named Ollie Gates. He's 91. He's been cooking it up for 76 years. And hands down, the best barbecue I've ever had in my life.
Oh, boy.
And my photographer, Keith Baker, will say the same thing. And he travels a lot more than I do. But, man, the savory sauces, they make their own rub. Adam, it's a different experience, you know? You just don't want to finish your food because you know it'll be over at that point. But other than that, you know, we've been downtown. We've been down in the right around the media hotel and the NFL experience that they've been getting ready for months. So it's really the vibe is awesome here. I'll give the NFL credit for putting on a great show. The stage is magnificent. It's monstrous. The weather's cooperating, thank goodness, because I'm not sure. Granted, we might have a little rain tomorrow. But it's not supposed to be too much, a little more than maybe a brief shower, a sprinkle or so. But the stars are aligning for Kansas City in this draft and for the people who come out here.
All right, Gates Barbecue. Gerald Owens said best barbecue he has ever had, and this is the state that has barbecue wars within the borders. So I just want people to know it was Gerald that said that. I did not. But
I love Carolina barbecue, but guys, you know, hey.
Hey, we appreciate honesty. Now you are believable. You have credibility, Gerald Owens from WREL-TV5. All right, thank you so much, man. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Adam, take care.
You got it. Gerald Owens here from WREL. Oh, man. You know, we'll be talking about the barbecue being better in Kansas City than it is here in North Carolina.
I know, those fighting words.
There are people in Lexington listening to this right now.
And they're mad.
And they have just gotten a Gerald Owens doll, and they are putting pins in it.
I know. They're going straight to Nolens.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, draft tonight, Panthers have pick number one. We know they're going to take a quarterback. You don't trade from 9 to 1 to take a defensive end. So they're going to take a quarterback. I think they'll take Bryce Young because he's the best of the quarterbacks. The Texans have the second pick in the draft. And oh, by the way, according to Diana Rossini and I think others, the Arizona Cardinals at number 3 are shopping the pick, which, frankly, they should. Of course, I'm not saying they should take one of these quarterbacks.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Because of cycling?
We also have a treadmill and Peloton Guide.
Guide? The thing that counts your reps?
Yeah. It turns your TV into an AI-powered personal trainer. And with training programs like A Stronger You, Peloton Guide takes all the guesswork out of working out. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton Tread, Guide, or Bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.ca/home-trial.
It's Macy's friends and family. Get an extra 30% off great gifts for her just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off beauty essentials or shop specials she'll love while supplies last. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees at Macy's. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Although at number three, if I were them, I would consider taking Anthony Richardson. But if I were the Cardinals, you just paid Kyler Murray all that money. So obviously he's your quarterback. You have tied yourself to him. So you're not going to take another quarterback. So the Cardinals should trade that pick. They should get what they can for it if they can get a lot for it. Now, I'm not sure if any of the other quarterbacks, seriously, as good as Anthony Richardson could be, what Chris McClain said earlier from WFNZ, I have said before, there is the biggest gap in outcomes from what, it's sort of like, I hate to draw the analogy to like one of those late summer tropical storms. And you have that cone, right? So here, the cone for Anthony Richardson goes from like the Gulf of Mexico to Nova Scotia. It is enormous. Wow. We have no idea where it's going to make landfall. Anthony Richardson could be amazing, and Anthony Richardson could be out of the NFL, or at least not a quarterback, in 3 years.
Very true.
Because of that, there comes enormous risk. I think C.J. Stroud, I've said this before, I think will be good. Will Levis, kind of similar to Anthony Richardson in my mind. Right? I don't know that any of the other quarterbacks are worth really trading up for. Or taking number two, to be honest. If you're the Texans, you have a lot of needs. You know what you also have? You have the 12th pick.
Yeah.
So you pick two and you pick 12. Here's what I would do if I were the Houston Texans. At number two, I would take the best player on the board. And the best player on the board after Bryce Young is not a quarterback.
Mm-mm.
It's either Will Anderson or the other defensive end from edge rusher from Texas A&M, whose name is escaping my brain. And I apologize for that. So it's one of those two players, or even a Jalen Carter. I know all the red flag, blah, 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 whatever. He may have character flaws. I don't know. The player I watched on the field, yeah, that guy's a dominant player. But I think it was Tyree Wilson is the other defensive end from Texas A&M. It's one of those two guys is probably the pick at number two. And then at number 12, you know what I think's going to happen? I think you're going to have maybe both quarterbacks. Maybe two quarterbacks sitting there at number 12. And if you're the Texans and Anthony Richardson is on the board at number 12, maybe that's where you take your quarterback. Not at number two, but I do think that if you're the Texans, if somebody wants to trade up and take it from you, you should do that. Teams like that need to understand if you're not 100% on board with the quarterback, trade out of it.
Yeah.
Trade out of it because there's a reason you're picking number two. It's because you're number two.
Yeah.
In every sense of it. So stop being number two and trade back, compile more assets, and get more options for yourself down the road. So Texans, then it's the Cardinals who aren't going to take quarterback, but probably should. The Colts definitely need a quarterback. They picked four. Seattle, I don't believe that Geno Smith is the long-term answer there. They don't believe that Geno Smith is the long-term answer there. But I'm not sure that the quarterback is there for the Seahawks to take another quarterback. I don't think there is anybody that is so good that they go, yeah, we got to get this guy now. And that's the thing, right? If I were them, if Anthony Richardson is on the board, Geno Smith is going to be a good quarterback for at least one, probably two more years. And that would be the perfect time to add Anthony Richardson to the mix. 2 years down the road, maybe if the third year, that would be the perfect time.
Yeah, work the kinks out.
And again, I'm going to give Bomani Jones credit for this because that's where I heard it, listening to his Right Time podcast. Anthony Richardson is the guy you draft, and then you go, huh, you know what? We don't have a uniform for you. Sorry.
Yeah.
So you don't even think about putting him on the field for a year.
But we do have this lovely spot on the bench.
Right. And you're going to practice, and you're going to learn how to play this position. I don't know if Seattle, by the way, is the right place for that, to be honest. But that's what you would do with Anthony Richardson. You draft him to not play him. It's in many ways why the Panthers can't draft Anthony Richardson. Bryce Young going to play, unless physically he can't. Bryce Young is going to play. But Detroit should draft a quarterback. Atlanta should draft a quarterback. The Raiders, I might have called them the Oakland Raiders before. I will probably call them the Oakland Raiders until I stop calling the Los Angeles Chargers the San Diego Chargers.
Right.
Those will happen at the same time.
Same.
Yeah. Philly doesn't need a quarterback, right? We can agree on that. Tennessee needs a quarterback. Green Bay, they don't know.
I know.
And they think that...
They love Love.
They think that Jordan Love is their guy.
Yeah.
But they can't be 100% sure. They're hoping. So Green Bay goes in the category of definitely not interested in a quarterback right now. Talk to me next year.
Yeah.
New England? I don't know. I think that we saw good signs from Mac Jones at the end of last year, but I think it's up in the air whether Mac Jones is the guy. The Jets should be interested in drafting a quarterback. Not in the first round. But if I'm the Jets, if somehow Hendon Hooker is sitting there in the second round, yep, I would do it. I think the Jets are going to draft an offensive lineman at number 15. But if you're the Jets, how long is Aaron Rodgers your quarterback? Green Bay. Jordan Love's not that close to retiring. You can't get your next great quarterback from the Packers again in 2 years. Jordan Love's not going to be there. Washington, draft a quarterback. No offense to Sam Howell. Pittsburgh, draft a quarterback.
Yes.
By the way, the only team worse at the position last year than the Jets, the Steelers. Actually, not worse, but as bad. The Steelers threw fewer touchdown passes than the Jets did last year. Is Kenny Pickett the guy? I don't know if he's the guy. Tampa's going to be drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
Right?
They need one.
Baltimore?
Interesting. Still big question mark.
A giant question mark. An absolute gigantic question mark. So that's my point is, if you look at the NFL, there's a lot more teams than not who actually need their next quarterback. And frankly, it's not a great draft for it, I think. You've got Young, and then you've got the ultimate scratch-off lottery. It's not even a scratch-off. It's Powerball.
Yeah.
It's the chances of you hitting on Anthony Richardson aren't great, which is why the team that drafts Anthony Richardson should have somebody in place right now who can play for a couple of years.
Yeah.
It's going to take Richardson a little bit of time because not that he's not capable, it's that he hasn't played. We saw from Mitch Trubisky, somebody who had almost no reps, he just wasn't ready. He wasn't ready. And maybe he won't ever be ready, but you don't know because the guy hasn't played enough.
Yeah.
It's Macy's friends and family. Get an extra 30% off great gifts for her just in time for Mother's Day when you use your coupon or Macy's card. And take 15% off beauty essentials or shop specials she'll love while supplies last. Plus, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift card services and fees at Macy's. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.